Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I want someone to explain to me how you can disrespectfully consume a key lime pie. So here's why I say this, because this is an actual headline from the, is that ABC? No, NBC affiliate, Channel 2. So this is in Fort Myers. This is one of the worst written stories because you have to go like five paragraphs in to get to the whole point. So I would fire the person who wrote this piece because they need to go back to J school. So starts here, like six paragraph. David Powelson, he got a key lime pie for his mom's birthday, put it in the refrigerator, and then he apparently, another guy who was in the house, the article, because it's so poorly written and because Teddy Byrne, who is the author, should be fired because he can't write a story. Long story short, one of the other people who's living in the house ate the pie. And when Powelson got mad because he caught the guy eating his mom's key lime pie for her birthday pie, yeah. The guy then started like smearing it on his mouth. And the reason disrespect came into it is because Powelson told police that he was disrespectfully eating it. Like, he was taunting him at that point afterwards. They had to get the police involved and everything. It was a pretty big deal. Worst story ever. Please get a better journalist. Also, a Florida man was accused of grabbing his genitals and giving the finger to a man and his 8-year-old son. In Marathon, Florida, it was a homeless Marathon man. He was arrested for flashing and grabbing his genitals in a Home Depot parking lot. The man who reported the indecent exposure said he was pulling into the lot on August 30th. It's actually just now going to trial, by the way. They believe that the guy, the homeless guy, 65-year-old, said that they knew him from previous interactions. They searched, they were looking for him. They didn't find him. They put a warrant out. He was booked indecent exposure, but apparently they were trying to get him on another charge because there was an 8-year-old involved. So it was like indecent exposure with a minor, etc. A Florida man, is apparently, you know, I actually saw this go viral. There was an email from an educator that was not based in Florida telling kids to you can't skip classes 'cause you're going to Taylor Swift concert. So this was in Tampa. I didn't think that had to actually be done for the superintendent. Apparently, so he was warning stuff. One of their staffers was apparently caught at the, didn't go into school the next day because they were at a Taylor Swift concert. This, no. I can't use that one. And I can't use this one either. No, but we can talk about this guy who crashed into a golf cart. This is wholesome enough. A Florida man was arrested on DUI charges. He crashed into a golf cart and injured two. In Brevard County, Florida, 56 DUI charges. He looks like he's DUI in his mugshot. He injured two people. He crashed into a golf cart. How do you just drive into a golf cart? So he hit the golf cart, then he drove off. But then he later returned and said he had thought he hit an animal. The witnesses said that he was hauling a double snakes before he hit the golf cart. So he told troopers he followed the guy to his home, confronted him about the crash. When police asked him how much he had to drink, he replied, a few. And a few was a full sixer. So the two people in the golf cart were taken to the hospital. No information about their conditions. Okay, I thought I hit an animal. That was a pretty big animal that you probably thought that you... Yeah, that you hit. Oh my gosh. You've heard me talk about my friends at Kel-Tec for years, and it's because I really believe in them as a company and as innovators. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond, like with the Kel-Tec P50, a revolutionary award-winning pistol that packs a punch in a compact package. The Kel-Tec P50 is perfect for home defense, for range shooting, or just even having some fun. And with its top-mounted Picatinny rail, you can easily attach your favorite optics or accessories to make it truly yours. Whether you are a seasoned shooter or you're just starting out, the Kel-Tec P50 is the perfect pistol for anyone looking for power and precision in a compact and easy-to-use package. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond. Learn more about the P50 pistol at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. It's National Theft Day. I didn't really want to talk about this because it makes me mad. I can't even. You would. Oh, man. It's National Theft of Your Income Day. And this is. I really don't want to tell you how much the government's wasting of your money. Do I want to? Oh, my gosh. It's just it's really. I don't want to do you all like this. I mean, the amount of waste that our government that we have is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Daryl Issa was putting stuff out. He was saying we gave $7 million to social media influencers to post about seafood. I legit may walk off air and go riot right now. Good Lord, put a hand over my mouth and the other one on my shoulder to keep me in my seat. Yeah. $7 million for, and I bet they're on TikTok, right? I hate the word influencer. What does that even mean? Oh, gosh. $7 million to social media to post about seafood. I don't even know what the Biden administration's paying the ones on TikTok to sit here and talk about his plans that they don't even understand. My favorite thing in the world is people who don't even pay taxes, probably because they live at home with mom and dad, and they're on TikTok sitting here lecturing everybody else about what they should do with their money. Yep. Love it. I don't know. I had to work like very early on. Well, not super early on, but I was a teenager. I was involved in everything, and I worked all throughout college, worked two jobs all throughout college. I immediately was like, this is ridiculous. How much of my money the government's taken? Oh, and now they're going after everything from your Etsy to your Venmo to your PayPal to what are all the other ones? All of those little, pay facility. They're going to make us all honestly live like damn villagers in Minecraft, where in order to keep the government out of all of our stuff, we're going to have to do basic trades. Gems and parchment for just, you know, basic items. We're all going to be like villagers, NPCs in Minecraft, trading stuff. Jiminy Christmas. We sent a bunch of stimulus checks to prisoners, including terrorists, about $783 million worth. $4 million bird sanctuary. Oh, that was fun. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Also, that's where all of our tax dollars go. There are so many waste reports that have been out, but it is national. It's National Theft Day. Our taxes are going to go up. We're going to have 87,000 new agents. My husband was saying you shouldn't complain about, don't complain about the IRS to our accountants. They, because we have an accounting firm that we use. And he's like, you know, their whole business is based on the IRS. And I'm like, abolish it all. Like, I don't care. Abolish it all. Crazy. When are people going to learn? I mean, when is enough going to be enough, right? I'm almost at the point where any candidate that will not tell me, yes, I will abolish the IRS, get out. I am pretty much there. Get out then. I don't want to hear about your, you know, strategy. Get out. Revenue has been the highest it's ever been. Oh, here we go. Yeah, I would love to see. I can't wait till those reports come out. We can see exactly how much the Biden campaign is spending on those influencers to talk about all of his plans and everything else. National Government Theft Day. And then people are going to get all excited when the government gives some of the money back that they stole from them. We got our return. Yeah. Okay, so the couple of things that I wanted to hit here that I want to make sure we get to, because we've talked about, we've had some woke rake. Can we really quickly, can I talk about this MLB thing that I see going around everywhere? It's not like, no, I'm not like getting into the sports aspect of it. Did you guys hear this? There was this big debate that I saw that kicked off because of this Major League Baseball player, Anthony Bass. They were on United Airlines and he like blew up United Airlines. They were flying back after the Blue Jays opening in Toronto. He was with his 22-week pregnant wife, and they have a 5 and a 2-year-old. And his younger daughter dropped some popcorn. And he was mad because instead of cleaning up the mess, he said the flight attendant made his wife get on her hands and knees to pick it up. And he goes, the flight attendant at United just made my 22-week pregnant wife traveling with a 5- and 2-year-old to get on her hands and knees and pick up the popcorn mess. But my youngest, are you kidding me? And I have a question. What was he doing? Was he there? Because it sounds like he was flying with her. Why?
It sounds like that. I haven't found any confirmation that he was on the plane, but I'm still looking.
Well, it says that he was flying with his family.
So he was on the plane with her?
That's what it says. Oh. Yeah, it says he was. He yeah, says that it was worse. An encounter they had with a flight attendant. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but why did she do it if he was there? Is my first thing.
Yes.
Right? Like, why didn't you do it then? Second thing is, there was a lot of popcorn on the floor that the kid dropped. It was. Yeah. Pick it up. Right? It's not the end of the world. I mean, I just don't understand what the problem is. Like, pick it up then. Or you can ask for help in picking it up. But, like, be proactive. And also, your kids are old enough not to drop food all over the floor like that. I've had toddlers. I've traveled with toddlers. I know exactly how it goes. I mean, you can be a little proactive. I'm just saying. You know, you don't need to vilify people for either doing it or not doing it. But good night. Like, why does this have to be like this big national debate? Everything now, because of social media, gets turned into a giant national debate. An example of X, Y, and Z. Everyone takes a small, insignificant problem in their lives and they blow it up to be this national controversy. And I am so tired of all of it. Just pick up your kids' damn popcorn. Good heavens, it's not the end of the world. And if you're traveling with your spouse and you don't want them to get on your knees, get off your ass and help pick it up then yourself. I don't know. What is the problem? I don't get it. What am I missing? I mean, you're traveling on United Airlines. It's not the St. Regis line. It's not the Four Seasons airline. It's United. Okay? It's like they're not going to. I mean, it is what it is. But now to turn this into like a big thing. I don't know. I just, and there was a lot of popcorn on the floor. I would have said, hey, kids, don't drop all that stuff on the floor. Right. Actually, I would have made my kids pick it up. I wouldn't have gotten down there to do it. I'd have made my kids do it.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Southwest Airlines briefly paused departures because they were reporting technical problems. That happened this morning. They had over 1,500 flights. About 36% of their schedule were delayed, according to FlightAware, which tracks all airlines. They said Southwest had a meltdown, obviously, over year-end holidays. I don't know if anything changed after that, but they had a brief grounding. They grounded all their flights this morning, and apparently things are up and running. No thanks to Mayor Secretary Rhodes or Racist Poot. Also, a couple of other things. Dianne Feinstein's plan to swap herself out with another Democrat on the Judiciary Committee is not going well. Republicans are saying they're going to block it. Democrats are very upset over this. Of course they are. Taiwan is going to buy 400 U.S. anti-ship missiles intended to repel any kind of Chinese invasion. That's some interesting news. Dead birds becoming drones. This is disgusting. Researchers in New Mexico have been doing, well, feeding the birds aren't real conspiracy theory. A team of scientists at the New Mexico Institute of Mining and Technology, they're taking dead birds and converting them into drones to study flight. They're not spying, but it is disgusting. It's an actual real bird, a dead one, that's converted into a drone. A dead one. Mm. Wow. This is from the... I read it over Washington Free Beacon and a couple of other places, too. This is a Senate bill in the state of Washington, 5599, that would actually, when you read the text, would really actually allow children to be legally removed from their parents if their parents do not consent to gender transition procedures on their child. They said, according to the bill, shelters could contact the Department of Children, Youth, and Families instead of parents for minors seeking reproductive health services or gender-affirming care. By the way, sidebar, once again, gender-affirming care is totally a weird phrase to me. Because when I hear that phrase, I think of going to a doctor and the doctor's like, yep, that's a vagina. I mean, that sounds like gender affirmation, right? Yes. They're affirming that you have that. Yep. Not the experimental mutilation and the experimenting with hormones, which it is, because there's absolutely no long-term studies that show the impact of this. It's very dangerous. So the Senate bill 5599 said the proposal would pave the way for a more compelling reason to conceal a child who seeks sex change operations, blah, 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 blah. A Democrat state rep praised the bill's passing, blah, blah, blah. She says she supports kids who believe they belong in a different body than they were born. What if I identify as a billionaire? Unless you affirm me, you're a bigot. You absolutely have to validate my self-perception or you're a bigot. The Republicans obviously pressed against it, but it went through the Senate. So we'll see where it goes. But that's further. And that's incredibly troubling because when I was on Jesse Waters' program last night, the what was it? It was a nurse practitioner. And it was a presentation to members of the Navy, and it was talking about two Navy parents about their children. And I don't know if that was, I don't think it was revealed as to whether it was a top-down DOD directive or whether this was a nurse practitioner. It was a really long and boring video, but the stuff that she was saying was like kind of eyebrow-raising. Well, kind of it was. And she was saying that they, starting from the age of 12, similar to what this bill is, that, you know, the government can intervene and you can, your 12-year-old could tell, you know, this healthcare provider, et cetera, that they were wanting to transition or something. And that the government, according to that nurse practitioner, believed that the parents didn't have a right to intervene or really to even know. And it was also troubling because it sounds very similar to this Washington bill and that your 12-year-old could talk to these people about their mental health. And you not know. So imagine, if your child is dealing with mental health issues and you're the parent, you don't know that they're feeling suicidal. You don't know any of this stuff. And no one's telling you. This is the government trying to take your kids. That's what this is. This is just bizarre that without children's consent. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine now, kids, what we're going to do is we're going to take you to a gun range. And we're going to let you touch all these guns and shoot all these guns and take pictures with all these guns. Don't tell your parents. Don't tell them. Don't say a single thing about it, because don't you say anything, ma'am, because your child, if they want to experiment with different types of firearms to see what they prefer, then they can and you don't have to know. Imagine. It's a variable. Switch it out. This is about undermining parental authority. Also, sidebar, can you imagine the response to that? Whoo, boy. Or imagine it's, in our hedonistic secular society. Okay, we're going to take you to church and you're going to get baptized and you're going to go through all this stuff. And you don't have to tell your parents. Don't tell your parents. Secret. Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh. Now, in the city of Portland, REI, which is a lefty store. Isn't it a lefty store? What is REI? Oh, recreational equipment. I live in Texas. We got an REI where I live. I've never been in it. I've literally, not that I dislike the outdoors, but I feel like that's the bougie outdoor place, isn't it? Am I right in thinking that?
Yeah.
It's like the bougie stuff. It's like the stuff if you could go to Walmart or you could go to Costco or you could, go, I don't know, a number of Dick's maybe, and you could get it for so much cheaper than REI. Am I correct in thinking that? Because it just looks bougie. The REIs are always by like the Whole Foods and stuff like that. So anyway, they said that they're closing their only remaining Portland store. Oh, why is that? They said it's the safety of their employee because the crime is so bad. No one's going to be able to go in and get their mountain gear and their South Butt merchandise. I mean, North Face merchandise. They're not going to be able to go and purchase it. In Texas, they go in there and come out with hiking stuff. I'm like, what are you? You're in Texas. Where are you going? You going to like out West Texas to the, what are you doing?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.